coming here and getting work. And where the money going? Back there, to their country. So soon, give us 15 years, if so much. Yeah. When you come back here, you'll be moving like you're moving in Haiti.
Yeah. Well, that's what we have in America now with the Mexicans coming in huge numbers and going and taking the money out and sending it back to Mexico.
I don't figure that the Mexicans would do so much, because remember, they're American family, you know. Those are the Indians, they are. I was just telling Quantrill and Alamo people run them over to America.
Absolutely. I think that they're you know, ethnically they're
Quantrill Raiders and the Alamo.
Absolutely. Well, I think they're absolutely. I have no question about their you know, the legitimacy of them by ethnic. But what I'm saying is that they go back. You know, we have very loose immigration laws. Mm-hmm. You know, people just come flooding across the border. But the jobs they take in America are jobs that Americans don't want.
It's not that Americans don't want them. Americans want the job, but the thing is the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine you're in America where they said equal opportunity for all?
Mm-hmm.
And they have these work laws, labor laws.
Mm-hmm.
And a man going to take you and carry you on the farm and put you to work and tell you from sun up to sundown only one break you could get. Yeah. That doesn't sound like America.
Yeah.
So a person who born in America, who know his right, is not going to take that job because he know his right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're glad to bring in the Mexicans to do the work. What America is doing, the policy, the system is there, is encouraging them to do slavery and going around and correcting other people in different countries. Now, if America straighten out that and tell them, hey, these people entitled for this, that, regardless of whatever you may be making on your farm, you're supposed to know whether you want to help yourself or not. You can't hire or pay somebody the right wages. Don't put in more than what you can handle for you and your family.
Yeah.
You understand?
Sure.
This is the kind of law that you break. But when you check it out, these guys, a farmer would be telling you today, he reap his crop and he lost money. But next week you hear Al Gore, Bush, campaigning in his area, he going to get him $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
Did he lose money?
No,
he looking favors.
Yeah.
And I would, if I reached to a position where I could run for office, I wouldn't take these guys' money.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I would take the money and make it an evidence to bring a case against them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
But this is what I tell you right now. You hear, you may not like it, but the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, these guys ain't stupid guys. These guys are religiously intact with God and his covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And I read in the Bible, it say one morning you're going to wake up, the first would be last, the last would be first, the wrong would be right. This is the war. This is the jihad war. Because America and them, with the intelligence, all the university they have, they're still going the wrong way. Israel could never be right where Israel is.
So what is your suggestion for a solution?
The solution is, let's do the right thing.
Okay, what does that mean?
Be fair. Stop, look, and what...
When has that ever been done in the history of the world?
Well,
in the whole history of the world, when has any powerful country been fair? When was England ever fair?
England?
Yeah.
But you must realize, England, you would acknowledge England as a country, a massive power.
Mm-hmm. It was in the 17th century,
but
18th century.
It was off of the backs of people.
Sure.
And not the native English.
Sure it was. But so was Rome. So was Greece.
Wait. This is what I'm trying to show you.
Yeah,
this is a trend, and all of them fall.
Right.
All of them have to pay the consequence.
All right.
Well, now somebody have to stand up and draw a line in the sand and say, hey, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen Rome fall.
Mm-hmm.
This was the practice.
Well, sure.
I have seen England fall. This was the practice. So I stop it.
Sure.
Listen, if America falls today, the whole world.